Welcome back to Farm Progress 2025 in Decatur, Illinois. I'm Mick Kerr with Michael Porter. John Deere, autonomous tillage. It's hard to get good help these days, obviously, and so this relieves one headache for producers. Does it solve other problems?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different things going on in the market where this could be a really nice solution for them. You know, you named it. One of them is finding labor. Maybe it's not finding labor, but like you said, qualified labor. But there's no less time in the day, right? And so how do we make do with the time we have? So besides just the labor challenge, there's also Mother Nature. And so when Mother Nature and the yield says you need to be planted in these 2 weeks, well, how are you going to get all your ground covered in those 2 weeks? And one of the limiting factors is, well, you got to have a field that's ready to go. It's got to be prepared. And so, you know, a lot of times the planter's pushing up behind the tillage tool, waiting on tillage to get done so they can come in and plant. And this really allows them to have a little bit of a pressure relief there. They can run this thing 24 hours a day. They can run it themselves during the day, and they go to bed and they let this thing run and get another field knocked out before maybe the planter comes up behind it. You know, and there's other problems like, you know, just time to focus on things like hauling grain, running the combine, planter. This just allows them to focus on what's really important on the farm and let maybe technology take over on some of the lower focus tasks like tillage.
Because it's a machine like your computer or your phone, it doesn't get tired, right?
No, 24 hours a day, and it's also, you know, safety. You know, we start talking about what actually makes up the autonomous system, and it's got 16 cameras, 360 degrees around, and unless you and I are different than the most, I only have two eyes, and so it's really hard for me to see what's going around that machine at all times. This one doesn't blink like you and I do. It's watching 360 degrees all the time. So our 8R, our 8RX, our 9R, and our 9RX today are capable of being autonomous. So back to model year 20 and a half and newer on the 8s, model year 22 and newer on the 9s, and really the autonomous portion is the tractor itself. So it's an autonomous tractor pulling a tool that we have made autonomy ready or autonomy capable. And so the tractor's got the 16 cameras. It's using mostly our pre-existing guidance technology on there, our Starfire receivers, our displays, and our guidance package. The cameras we're adding are really just replacing the eyes in the cab. So where the tractor is deciding to go and how it's going to lift and raise and lower this implement is all done with the core technology in the tractor, our traditional tech stack. The camera's just letting us know, is there a safety obstacle that we need to be worried about?
I would assume you have a lot of information on the website and YouTube videos.
Yeah, so informationdeer.com is always a great place to start. Our local John Deere dealers can always talk about that too. You know, they've got tools to kind of figure out where you are in that automation to autonomy journey and maybe what the next step for you might be.
And that's it for Inside Agriculture today. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll see you Tuesday.